Kinatesvav Echash Pase Pesuaki Kever is the longest of the Kinas. It actually goes through the Seder Aleph Beis four times for each letter, four stanzas for each letter. And the style is that this is based on Perek Gimel of Echa. The third Perek of Echa, as you know, is a triple Aleph Beis. And this is a very, I guess, a complicated poetic style. Each stanza has in it one phrase from the third Perek of Echa, and it ends, every fourth stanza, it's four times the Aleph Beis, ends with a reference to the Teichacha. So that, for example, the first three, Ani Agever, Oisinog, Af Bi Yoshev Ya'apoich, are references to the Aleph Beis in the third Perek of Echa. And the fourth stanza, Ve'Veis Yalchem Chorev, is a reference to a pasuk from the Teichacha. And that's how each of the stanzas go. Each letter has four stanzas, actually three Alephs, and then a stanza from the Teichacha, which starts Zachar, and then Afifasi, again an Aleph. And that's the style throughout. It's a difficult, and as I said, the longest kinnah that we say today. I'd like just to point out what I mentioned at the outset, the Maral's explanation of the third Perek of Echa, the longest Perek of Echa, and that's a reference to the Chet of Sinas Chinam, which brought about the Korban that we suffer from today. The idea that Sinas Chinam is a product of Gaiva, really a person who is secure, has no reason to hate somebody else. He may dislike what someone did, be unhappy with it, but when someone does something that's wrong, there are two ways to look at it. You can look at it, take it personally, and be insulted by it. Or there's a wonderful tool in Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. It's a one word tool, and that is to use the word nebuch. When you see somebody does something to offend you, somebody does something that's wrong, something that, let's say, is absolutely wrong, not just in your opinion, it's insulting, to think or say the word nebuch. Saying nebuch may get you in trouble, but it's an attitude. When people misbehave, it's a nebuch on them, it really is. It's a very tragic, sad type of action. More than not, it comes from an insecurity. Gaiva is usually not from people who have what to be proud about, but people feel that they don't have what to be proud about. That's where gaiva comes from. And the Rambam says that kas is a product of gaiva, anger. When someone is angered and lose some level of control, the Rambam says that's a product of gaiva. The Rambam brings famously that every midah, it's good to have a medium between the golden medium between the two extremes in every midah. And he says, except for gaiva. And then mentions kas as well. When it comes to gaiva and it comes to kas, a person has to learn to control himself. Now, to control yourself in kas works best, at least in my experience, when a person keeps himself a little higher than the person that insults him. If someone gets down into the mud of insults, he ends up being muddied himself as well, being dirtied himself as well. Somebody who can stay above it can do it. Staying above it, really, it doesn't mean being a malach. A malach is someone who says, I should be insulted, but I'm a malach, I won't be insulted. It's very hard to do that. But to look at the person whose insulting behavior offends you, to look at him with the word nebuch, it's a tremendous tool in serving Hashem. People who have adopted it have been able to repair relationships sometimes with people close to them. And they're in a fight and they're wronged. And maybe they're correct that they're wronged. But by taking a nebuch attitude towards the other person, you don't end up angry at the person. You end up feeling bad for the person. It's sad that a person would make a fight over such things. That type of a mahaloch in Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi is a mahala for people who are not malachim. Who need to feel the justice of the fact that someone wronged them, and they're right, and still be able to walk away from it. And that tool of dealing with people in that way, it's a useful tool that helps a person avoid the kas, the sinna, which is so often a product of disagreements. And so we say this kinna, kinna tesvav, which is, as I said, on Echa Gimel. Long kinna, some of the phrases are familiar, I have to say most of them are not. Nevertheless, the theme of the kinna, the idea of Echa Peregimel, of a Chorbin, which comes because of Sinas Chinam, is certainly something that we should try to take to heart.
Echa Shvasai.
As opposed to the previous two kinnas, which were very difficult, Tezayin is a kinna that we can all follow because it refers to one very specific incident, and at the end of the kinna to a second incident. The first is Titois, who came into the Beis HaMikdash and walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and pierced the Kodesh HaKadoshim with his sword, and at that time caused the blood to flow from the Pareiches. He pierced the Pareiches and caused the blood to flow from the Pareiches. And rather than being moved to do tshuva, he saw in it the opposite, that he had somehow killed the God of the Jews by piercing the Pareiches. And he was mezana on the place of the Arin, on the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yidden watched when this took place, and to them it was a shock, because for the century before the Korban Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohen Gadol was not deserving and he walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was not mezana, he walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with Ketores, the Kohen Gadol died. For the last century, every Kohen Gadol who went in with an apparatus by which he could be pulled out, with something tied to his foot, according to some Rishonim, with a rope tied to his foot, because of the fact that most of the Kohanim Gedolim in that period didn't make it. It's a lesson in Gaiva that the next fellow tried, and he thought he was better than everyone before him. But the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was a place of Ema, of Yira, of Gilui Shechina. And here, Zechara Shasa Tzar Bifnim, the Titus wet that he was mezana in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Jews watching it saw in it something that could not be, something that should be impossible. We understand that the Churban took place when the spiritual Beis HaMikdash picked itself up and went up to Shemayim. What remained were just wooden stones that could be destroyed by the enemy. When we're told that the Bayis Shlishi will come down the Eish, we use the expression that with Eish HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed it, and with Eish HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asked to return it. It means that the spiritual Beis HaMikdash was picked up, Beis HaMikdash Shal Eish went up to Shemayim, asked to come back in Yitz Hashem with the coming of Mashiach. And that message that what remained was just a building, just a place, without a shechina, is the Chara Sha'asa Tzar Bifnim is referred to, and what Klal Yisrael recognized in shock at this moment. And the lesson that Titus was not moved by it. Titus was not moved by it. You would think that it would somehow move him into thinking differently if blood comes out of a pareiches, and it didn't. And that's what we read about. Zechara Sha'asa Tsar. Tsar is the enemy. Bifnim. Shalav Kherba Yubal Lefnai Velefnim. Drew his sword and entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nachlasenu Bies. Kitime Lechem HaParim. Nachlasenu Bies. He caused a tumult, a confusion by the Jews. Kitime Lechem HaParim. Vigide Pareiches Baal HaShtei Parim. When he violated the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yisaimim Giel B'Mogel Ma'adam, he killed Yisaimim with a bloody shield. V'Yamadet Kav Kamari Adam Dam, he made sport out of it with the blood of the children. Skipping down, Aveseinu Zara Kichnisu B'Chorav Ochla Eish. This refers to what I told you that Aviseinu Zorak Echnisu, in the times of our Avis, when somebody went in improperly, Zora, with Eish Zora, Bachur of Achla Eish, for starting from Nodav and Aviyu, were eaten by fire. Vizeh Zayna Tzaya, and this person took a filthy Zayna, Hechnis, Vloy Nichva Ba'esh. So this is the reference to what took place with Titus, and what it did to affect those who watched it. I jumped down to Bachurim, Ibachutz, Tzogu, Michuzakim. It's a reference to those outside that watched with confusion. They didn't understand what was happening. Zakenim Nivasu, Kirishu, Mishchakim. Zakenim were confused. Kirishu, Mishchakim, from the heavens, they gave Rishus, Asai Ritzainev, Uasab Azikim, to do what he wants as if God is tied up in chains. So this is a reference to that individual incident. Sometimes individual incidents make a bigger reishim. The last, in the art score print, the last dozen lines or so are a reference to something totally different. It's a reference to the children on the three boats that were brought to Rome, that were sent to Rome to be used for Averis. And boys and girls, 400 Yeladim v'Yeladais were on these boats and knew that they would be taken to for Averis to be done with them. And as the Gemara explains in Gittin, they decided that it was right for them to commit suicide rather than to be taken for this purpose. Because I'll say that they asked the oldest among them whether there's Tchias HaMeisim for those who die at sea and are not buried. And when he told them that there is, they all jumped into the sea together. So Yeladim Hashem Behem Kol Mum Misham Lahafnais. It's a reference to this incident of these children. Hashem Behem Kol Mum, perfect children, Misham Lahafnais. From there, they were taken away. Lamarak Shugayim Leishiyata Alamincha Pinais. Why could the Goyim have free reign and a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you don't look at the mincha of these children? Shulchan Be'eretz Utz B'sholis Sfinais was sent in three boats to the land of Utz. Hashiveinu Shivu Kivo B'nivche Yam. And they scream Hashiveinu as they jumped into the sea. Shitvu Atzum Yachad Limpo Bayam. Shir V'sishbacha Shayru Ki Al Yam. Their shira is like the shira of Kriyas Yamsu Ki Alecha Hiragdu B'mitzulais Yam. So as I said, it's a more easily understood kina, a kina that expresses the first, the bewilderment of what took place with Titus, and then the pain, or actually the pride of Klal Yisrael, and then these 400 Yeladim who gave their lives rather than to be led to lives of Aveira.